Good evening. Welcome to our Friday night podcast. Lord bless you for being here. As you see, I still got a little bit of a frog in my throat, so I want to get right to getting into the Word of God so that my voice will be at least good for a couple of minutes. One of the things that's on my heart is this thought. When people are saved, they give their heart to the Lord. God creates in them a new heart. They become a new spirit. But the problem is, and this is what the devil counts on, he counts on the fact that they are going to live in the spirit, but they're not going to walk in the spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what Galatians 5:25 says. You go look it up for yourself. The devil counts on the fact that people are going to live in the spirit. In other words, be saved. But they're not going to walk in the spirit.
Not going to go any further.
Which means you don't begin to change all the other parts of your life. And so what this does is that people are saved, but they're still thinking like the old man. They're still thinking in the flesh. Romans chapter 8 says to be carnally minded is what?
Is death.
Death.
Is death. It says, but to be spiritually minded is life. And peace.
Yes.
You see, what happens is that Christians are they get saved, but they still think carnally mindedly, and so it brings death to their lives. It brings bad things to their lives. My wife and I were talking just the other day about someone that we know that. They've just had a lot of bad, I mean, they grew up a Christian person, and they've had a lot of bad stuff, particularly in their marriage, happen. And so now when you talk to them or you read what they write or talk about, now they're so jaded that they think that's just the way it is. Well, I gave my heart to the Lord. I grew up a Christian. So
they think there's nothing else they need to do.
And so the fact that my marriage has just been one bad thing after another, I've had all these struggles and things in my life, that must just be what God has in store for us. And so when everyone else struggles, well, that's just the way it is. And they don't understand that, yes, they were saved, but they're carnally minded. They're carnally minded. And so you say, well, that sounds good, but what are we supposed to do? Well, the Apostle Paul says it like this, and it actually might be in multiple places, but this is the way he tried to get the people that he was writing to understand. He said, you have to put off the flesh. Mm-hmm. You have to put off. Now, he was talking to Christians. He wasn't talking to sinners who needed to be saved. He was talking to Christians. And to these Christian churches, he said, you have to put off the flesh. Mm-hmm. You see, the flesh is not put off when you're saved. When you're saved, your heart is renewed, but the flesh is not put off. And so Paul says, you have to put off the flesh. You have to remove that part of your life, because if you don't, you're still going to think like the flesh thinks. You're still going to live like the flesh wants you to live. Did you read the 2 Corinthians chapter 5? Read that to us, where it says.
In verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
And you see, the problem is, and you got to understand, the devil knows this better than you know this, is that that's talking about your spirit man. Your spirit man has been made new. Even back, going back into the prophets of old, what would they say to the people? One day, God's going to take your heart, your stony heart, and he's going to give you a new heart. He's going to give you a different heart. that is what happens at salvation, and that is the beginning of your life. That's not the end of your life. That is going through the door of the spirit world. Jesus said, I'm the door. That's going through the door of the spirit world. And now, once you're saved, you're ready for your supernatural life. But the devil has cut that off in Christianity. He has said, okay, people are going to be saved, but I'm going to cut off everything else. And so here we sit 2,000 years later, still waiting for Jesus to come back. Even going back to the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Paul said, the days are short. The days are short. Why? Because he assumed that there were going to be a group of people that were going to get it right, that were going to become supernatural. He assumed that. He said, well, there's going to be a group of people that are going to pick up where I left off, and they're going to be a supernatural people, and they're going to bring Jesus back. And 2,000 years later, we're still waiting for it to happen. But I say to you, now is the time.
Yes.
Now is the time. But then Paul said, he said, you have to put off the flesh. Benji and I were talking a little bit ago. And what happens is that people, because of the way the flesh nature talks to us, it convinces us that what we're feeling must be from God. Because we say, well, I'm saved, so what I'm thinking and feeling must be from God. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that instead of saying, oh, I'm saved, now I need to put off the flesh.
Well, people twist scriptures to fit that. They talk about, you know, their weaknesses and that he is with us in our weaknesses, and they use those kinds of scriptures to validate those times in your life where you're really, well, really struggling.
You see, and that scripture, we use that as a positive. When it says he's with us in our weaknesses, it's a positive for us, but it's not a positive for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You see, there's a difference. Thank God for his mercy and grace, amen, because we all fall short.
Don't use that verse to relish in your weaknesses.
That's a great way to put it. Yes, he is with us in our weaknesses. Praise the Lord. I need him in my weaknesses. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, but that's not a positive for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God needs people that put off the weaknesses. I know it's hard.
If you're thinking like that, then you're just focusing on your weaknesses when you need to be focusing on the strength that God has given to us. Yes. He's allowed us access
the
to
supernatural
that begins
power.
It begins with being saved and accepting Jesus into your heart. That is the gateway to going to greater things, going toward the supernatural.
That's exactly right. So the Apostle Paul says you have to put off the flesh. Mm-hmm. And as you've heard me say many times, he says over and over again different things that are similar to that. He says, while we do not look at those things that are natural. He said, we look at those things that are unseen. We look at the supernatural. Yes, yes. We don't look at what is seen. We look at what is unseen.
Which is eternal.
Which is eternal. And so, as I said, we're not going to be long today because we're dealing, like I said, with the frogs in our throats. But this is something important. This is important. So let me just kind of finish my thought from a moment ago. What happens is that people start thinking and feeling things, and they start thinking, well, I'm feeling this, and so since I'm a new creation, it must be okay. And let me take it to now maybe what you would consider an extreme part of it. But then you all of a sudden you start get people that go down a path. And this is what we were talking about. They eventually say, well, those homosexual feelings must be okay then, because God created me. I'm a new creation. I'm having those feelings, so it must be okay. And then they give into it because God made me like this. God created me like this. He made me to be like this, and I'm a new creation. And so since I'm feeling this, then it must be okay. Never understanding the new creation is your spirit. You still have to put off the flesh.
Right, right.
You still have to put off the flesh. And it could be lust. It could be It could be any number of things that are pulling you away from not just walking through the door, but becoming a supernatural person. Mm-hmm. And don't let yourself off the hook. Every single Christian needs to understand and live in this. Every single Christian, because let me say this, it might not be the extreme thoughts. It could be the little thoughts. The Bible says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Mm-hmm. It might be the little thoughts that you have, little things mm-hmm. that lead yes. you away from becoming a supernatural person. When you're climbing the mountain, you know, I always use that analogy. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot. When you're climbing the mountain, it doesn't take a lot to make you just say, you know what? It was a little bit nicer a couple of steps down. It was a lot nicer when we were a little bit lower. It was a lot easier when we didn't climb quite as high. It doesn't take a lot. You start hearing voices. Well, they're calling me back down. They're calling me. My family needs me down there. My children need me down there. So what do? You turn around and you go back down the mountain. And it all sounds good. Well, they need me. They need me. And no one says they're going back down the mountain. No one says that. But that's what, in essence, it is. Anything else about what we're talking about?
I mean, it's not just you trying to avoid deceiving people. Or you actually are trying to deceive people by not telling them that you're going down the mountain. That's the devil convincing you to deceive yourself mm-hmm. as well.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I think that a lot of times when you're trying to make allowances for yourself and for your flesh and for your feelings, for your circumstances that bring you to a place of just accepting the lower things or the those negative emotions and feelings, I think a lot of times you're guilty of not really taking the time to read the Word of God and to take to heart the scriptures that just come out and say, and they're just like throughout the Word of God, Old Testament, New Testament, but things like Ephesians 2. Which makes it clear, says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Just look, listen to all those words that talk about the sinful nature that is in mankind.
Yes, that's right.
When a child is born, that sinful nature, disobedience, trespasses, sins, yes. among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. Uses the word
wrath. Here's the thing, is that I know people say, they say, well, didn't Jesus make us new from all that? And here's what you got to understand. He did, but he made your spirit new. And I know that listening to things like this, it's not the easiest thing to listen to. You know, they're really. I have a degree in theology. It's neither here nor there. I know, who cares. But you see, there's a reason why people study those types of theology, and they study those types of things. Because if you study the Word of God and study the languages and study those things, then you understand that the Bible really makes it clear that salvation is talking about your spirit. It's not talking about your mind. It's not talking about your body. Salvation is talking about your spirit. And there's people, they don't care about that stuff anymore. They don't care about the study of the Word of God. They don't care to understand. They just want to read what they want to read. well, this is what it says, so this is what I think it means. But if you really understood the Word of God, then you understand that those scriptures, when it says you're saved, it's talking about your spirit. But all those things that she just read, you got to get it out of your mind and out of your life. That's why the Bible says each man is responsible to work out their mm-hmm. own salvation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you get to do it the way you want. It means you have to do it. Yes. That's what that means.
I want to take this back to something that we said a few weeks ago, something that Dad actually spent a lot of services talking about. In order to do all this, it's very simple. You have to have a heart to please God.
That's it.
You have to have a heart that wants to please God and make yourself right in His eyes.
That's it. And that's why people like Enoch, that's why Enoch and Elijah, we'll just say the two of those, mm-hmm. right. That's why they didn't die. It's because their only desire was, Lord, I'm going to please you. I'm going to please you. And I know that sounds so out there, but it's true. Enoch so pleased God. It literally says he pleased God. That's literally what the Bible scripture says in Hebrews. It says he pleased God.
And then he walked with God.
Well, and that's how you please God.
Yeah.
By walking with God. But no, we want to walk in the flesh. I'm helping people if I'm in the flesh. No, you're helping people if you please God. That's how you're helping people. And we've had, again, so many times people don't understand. And they sound so spiritual. We've had hundreds of them. They sound so spiritual. And they've got all their scriptures lined up that they think that they understand. They have no clue what they mean. Mm-hmm. And they turn away. And I'm telling you, we're coming to a time where God is going to, he's going to raise up a remnant. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like in the days of Noah, where the remnant is in the boat saved, and everyone else is beating on the boat. They're all beating on the boat. When are you going to let us in? And once the door is closed, it's closed. And I know that's hard to hear. I know that's hard to hear, but if I'm not mistaken, isn't that even what Jesus said? It's just going to be like the days of Noah. That's what Jesus said.
A principle is like next door to what Dad talked about selling your birthright.
Jesus said that. It's going to be like the days of Noah. And the destruction is coming. And who's going to be in the boat? Who's going to be in the boat? Well, praise the Lord. Benji, tell them where they can visit us.
All right. We got a regular Sunday morning 11 a.m. services, Wednesday night 7 p.m. services in person at the City on a Hill Church in Loganville. You can also catch them on our online platforms. All of our platforms include YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, the City on a Hill Church or COA Church. We got online stuff going on during all of the days of the week. We got something coming out online. We got our Remnant Devotions coming out Monday, Thursday, Saturday at 8 p.m. Remnant 101s with me Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Calling the Remnant podcast Friday at 8 p.m. Those podcasts are available on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Siri and Alexa can play those podcasts for you outright. And if you really want to dive in to what we're talking about, and even deeper, because that's what we're looking to do here every time that we gather, is to go deeper into His Word, go deeper into His Spirit.
Amen.
And do more and more. Amen. Of chipping away at the flesh as much as we can, so that we get to the point where all we're focused on is the Spirit. Please come join us, because that's exactly what we're doing. When we're putting away the flesh, we're not just putting away the things that distract us in the flesh. We're also putting away all the problems of the flesh. We're putting away all the sicknesses of the flesh and things like that.
Well, praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for His Word. I praise the Lord. I pray His Spirit takes understanding and comes to you to understand and help you so that you can put off the flesh and walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.